And our last topic for today is, of course, the hostages being held in Israel, which is always on our minds. And it's a pleasure to welcome back Dr. Amir Blumenfeld, who is the advisor to the Hostages and Missing Families Forum and a former chief of the trauma branch of the Israeli army. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. Keith and Aviva Siegel are in South Africa, but on Sunday they gave a public address to the Jewish community. And I was lucky enough to chair that conversation and pose questions, and I opened it to the audience, many of whom gave me questions that they wanted asked, but we ran out of time. So I wanted to use part of our interview today to ask you some of the questions that people here wanted to ask Keith and Aviva but were unable to. But before I even start with that, I wanted to ask you, what's the latest you're hearing on the ground in terms of the hostages? Is there any word of developments, any word of some kind of agreement being reached in negotiations?
Unfortunately, there isn't. The last thing we all know about the hostages are the videos that were released by Hamas of Eliatar David and Ron Braslavsky, where they looked very, very miserable, hungry, desperate, pale, and very, very sick. I just read that there was a meeting between the chief of the Mossad and the in Doha, with the Qatari prime minister, but it's only a beginning. Nothing definite, nothing that we can consider as an improvement or as in something going on.
Okay.
On the other hand, the public in Israel is extremely devastated, and on next Sunday there's going to be a big strike over here of many, many people all over the country, to include many companies, commercial companies, restaurants, hospitals, and a lot of citizens are going out to demonstrate against two things. First of all is the fact that the hostages are not here yet, and the second thing is the war that still goes on in Gaza. And we hope that many, many people, you know, will come over and we will be able to change something in what's happening right now.
All right, let me ask you a couple of the questions. And I'm choosing the questions that are not specific to Keith and Aviva Siegel, but would be questions more about the hostages. Keith and Siegel came from Kfar Aza, which generally is a kibbutz, from what I understand, that believes in peace, and a lot of residents believe that there could be peace and coexistence between Gazans and Israelis. Were a number of the kibbutzim on the south that were attacked and people were killed, were a number of them quite left-wing leaning? And if yes, do you know if people have changed their minds about what they foresee can be in the future between Israel and Gaza?
Well, I think it varies, because some people said that they don't believe the Palestinians anymore, and they try and they lost hope in this process. But many, many, and I believe that Keith and Aviva as well, if I remember correctly, still think that there's no other option but to sign an agreement and to strive and try to achieve, you know, a peace agreement in between those. To countries, otherwise life is going to be hell, just like they were before.
Another question that came from someone in the audience that I never got to ask them was, what in your opinion needs to happen for the rest of the hostages to be released? How would most of the hostage families answer that question?
There's only one way to release the hostages, and this by agreement. We could see that out of the 200 that were already released, 205 actually, 148, which is the majority, were released by agreement. Most of those that came back by military operations were unfortunately dead. Only 8 people came back by military actions. 8 living, you know, hostages came back by military options. So if you look at the numbers and you see what happened and you think logically, there's only one way to bring them all back, and that's by an agreement. Well, agreements are, you know, painful. to both sides, probably, but we consider our side way more seriously. And it's going to be a painful one, because it's the end of the process, and everyone knows that. So we need to be prepared to pay the price, but there's no other option. We just need to release the hostages, civilian soldiers, the living ones, the deceased ones, and we must end this tragedy. Otherwise, it's going to be hell here.
Doctor, how would most of the hostage families answer this question, their opinion regarding Netanyahu's plan to occupy Gaza?
They don't like it. I think that they all understand that, and again, I'm talking about the majority of the families. There may be one or two families that, you know, support Netanyahu's decision, but as well as military operations in order to bring back the hostages. But most of the families, and I would say beyond 95%, you know, more than 95%, do believe that the only way to bring them back is you know, stop, end the war, and sign an agreement and bring all the hostages back. On the contrary, they truly believe, most of them, the same 95% or more, that, you know, military operations will terminate their loved ones' lives. Okay? They are very much afraid that by going into this military operation of occupying Gaza, their relatives will be killed by the Hamas or by any kind of military action.
Okay.
So they are begging him to avoid from going in and try to set the whole thing by an agreement.
One last question. How do you know, and this was obviously meant for Keith and Aviva, but let me ask you, that the people who were taken as hostages are still alive? What guarantee is there? Why would they keep the hostages alive?
Well, we don't. We need to be honest. We just don't know, and we can't guarantee anything right now, because we have no intelligence, or not accurate intelligence by now, nor we know anything by the Hamas, and the situation is so dynamic that it changes from day to day. So even if one is alive today, no one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. There's a heat strike in Israel. There's you know, it's so hot, it's almost 50 centigrade degrees. So even if nothing happens by the Hamas to these people, just the temperature can hurt these people. So we can't really tell what's happening with these people, and we would like to believe that they're still alive, and we're talking about 22 that were not declared dead, but nobody can guarantee, and we hope they're alive, and we know that we have to do, you know, everything in order to bring them back. Again, I cannot promise anything, and I don't think that Aviva and Keith could say anything different from that, but we need to try.
Dr. Amir Blumenfeld, advisor to the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, thank you. Thank you for helping answer some of the questions that people here are struggling with. And in the last 30 seconds of our program, we have David Seidel in studio, who will be with his regular Thursday night show on the other side of the news. David, what can people expect today?
So if you're looking for a raise today, this is the time.
Looking for a raise.
We've got Alon Reyes, and he runs a business incubator, and he's someone who doesn't just talk entrepreneurship. He lives and breathes it, and he's going to take us through his entrepreneurial journey.
Sounds fascinating, but I'm still looking for a raise, and that's on the other side of the news bulletin coming up right now. I look forward to seeing a whole host of you at Leamwood this weekend. It should be fascinating. Sunday, a day to watch, with these big protests that we've heard are going to be happening in Israel, calling for the hostages to be returned. And then I'll be back again on Monday with the regular team, 3 to 6, here on High FM on the Home Run. Lots of love, and have yourselves a fantastic weekend.